Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm joined here in the studios by Ciro Dobrik.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Ethan Moore.
Hey, what's up?
And, of course, it's Monday here in Coral Springs, Florida, home of Danger Studios in my house where I live. Mi casa es tu casa. Monday is I'm here with these two fucking guys. And welcome. We had a lot to talk about. You know, we usually open the show with either things that are so overwhelming we have to speak about, or we kind of find things that kind of mundane and kind of like Seinfeldish.
Uh-huh.
Like I'll give you an example. Like right now, the thing that's pending in me, my ankles. My ankles are so sore. I fought in 10 professional Muay Thai kickboxing matches, over 150 Karate Kid type matches.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I played soccer. You know, collegiately, and my ankles never hurt as bad as they hurt now as when I spent walking around Epcot for a food and wine festival this weekend.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
So you're getting kicked in the ankles.
Are you sure it wasn't the sediment from the wine just setting in, giving you, like, gout from too much wine?
Thanks for being positive there, buddy.
It's probably AIDS.
I wanted to go as far as I could. So we can
are you sure it's not you got the bubonic plague? Jeez.
Were there any rats? What's going on?
No, but dude, we walked around that fucking place 2.5 times.
Yeah.
And you know, I renamed it. It's not the Food and Wine Festival. It was the Stand in Line and Wine Festival.
Right.
Fucking everybody's just like, oh, this is
so
ridiculous.
Everybody brought their wives?
Well, you know, I mean, I was with family. I was with my wife. It's her birthday week. No. And then I, you know, her mother.
Right.
Her sister, her cousin, her brother, and his new wife.
That sounds like a case of doing something on alcohol and then, like, you're drunk and then you don't notice how much you're injuring yourself. Hmm. You know, like, you're just like you never, you know, like, let's say you're out drinking with your friends and you, like, twist your ankle, but you don't even notice because you're drunk.
Right.
And then the next morning, your ankle's swollen up.
I wish I could say that. It was the first time I was at the Food and Wine Festival where I didn't get wasted.
Really?
Oh.
I didn't even barely catch a buzz.
What?
I'm telling you, man. That's why I'm done. I think I'm done drinking. For me to get, it's almost like the equivalent, if I smoked weed, I have to smoke a whole pound of weed before I get to that. I don't know what it is. Like. You know, and I'm not drinking alcohol. I mean, I was drinking beers. You know, I'm at Food and Wine Festival. I was trying every country's things. I had wine in Italy. You know, I had...
That's how they do it.
I had wine in France. You know, but you try their different, like, you know, you ate snails. I ate escargot. It was awesome.
Uh-huh.
Escargot and a croissant.
Croissant.
Escargot
and a
croissant.
Bon glory.
But you ever been to Food and Wine Festival?
I haven't been to it at Epcot.
Oh, okay. Well,
do they usually do it there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a pretty big thing, actually.
I don't know anything about it.
It's not. Yeah.
I haven't lived in Florida in years, and then when I moved back, I was totally sober, so
yeah.
I missed it.
Well, you couldn't. Yeah, it's not a place you want to go.
Actually, I moved away from Florida when I was 21.
Yeah.
And then I came back, or right before I turned 21, and then I came back and I was sober. So I missed all the drinking Florida stuff.
Yeah.
I drank just everywhere else.
Yeah, everywhere else around the world, but you never had anything here.
I've been to all those actual countries, but
right.
I've never been to Epcot.
Not a big wine fest fan.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, I don't
know. You know, it's like amateur week.
I missed it.
You know, we used to go, I've been there. It's been a fun run. There's been times I've had incidents,
right,
at the Food and Wine Festival. I was in England. Yeah, we just got thought we were going to watch the Beatles. Well, the guys act like the Beatles. You know, a tribute band playing the square down there. And we were wasted. This is around the end of the night. And we're there. And I felt like, you know, you're eating food all day and drinking beer and stuff. So I'm full. You know, it's hot. And I'm walking down the street and I go, oh, I'm such a fat fuck. And just as I walked by, this girl walked by with a Spanish dude. And she happened to be a little chubby. Okay. So she looked at me like I was talking to her.
Oh, no.
And then they walked a few more steps, and he gets all puffed up and turns around to me and says, "Dude, what'd you just say to my girlfriend?" I said, "Dude, come on, man. I'm drunk." I'm like, "Dude, I was talking to myself. Look, I'm fucking been eating all day. I said I'm a fat fuck." "No, man, you were talking to her."
No way.
And I looked at the dude. I go, "Fuck, dude, man." And I didn't have time for it, so I bitch slapped him.
Really?
Just smacked him. I said, "Motherfucker, get away from me." And he stood there with like a dopey look on his face.
This is at Epcot?
Yeah.
It's just like the real France.
Yeah. I challenged him
actually,
to a duel.
This is a very Florida story.
funny.
I challenged him to a duel. By the way, I forgot. We're going to start doing the Florida Man story. Florida Man. Once a week, we're going to always celebrate what I think is one of the funniest Florida Man story.
Okay. Now, right? This is that guy who does the fake stories, or are they real stories?
No, these are real stories that start off with a Florida Man.
Okay. So he already, they always pick like an actual, like the weirdest Florida story.
No, I'm doing that. I'm going through a list of them before the show to say, hey, this one's probably the best.
Oh, you're Florida Man.
No, I'm not Florida Man. I mean, I'm a Florida man, but I'm not the Florida. I don't know if there is.
Go like, Gators.
That person changes every day.
That's true. Okay, so you're
and sometimes it's a woman. They actually say it's a Florida man, and then they say the chick.
Right.
You know, Susan Brodsky.
Yeah. All right.
Why are they always named Susan?
I don't know.
Again with the fucking conspiracies. Can we get through a conversation?
Yeah, come on, man. It's not it's not the Bilderberg group every time, okay? Yeah,
no, I heard it's a new thing now. It's called the Sun something.
You know what I'm saying? So we'll talk about that today. But God, my ankles, dude. It's like I woke up the next day, I was like, ugh.
It's weird. The ankle is it's a neglected area, you know, we don't think about the ankles. I never worry about my ankles.
Well, listen, you know? I'm so fat that when I'm walking around, I got to feel bad for my ankles. And if just as bad as for my ankles, my knees. Uh-huh. See, I think this is the problem. I think my knees are so fucked up that my ankles are like carrying most of that support.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I think the knees, they get their due. Extra. You know, it's a lot of knee issues. People know the knees. You got to take it easy on the knees. Don't jog. You should bicycle.
I can't jog. Can you jog, Ciro?
No, I shouldn't jog. I don't jog.
We should video you jogging.
It would be cool.
We should put like a headband on you and like a nice dolphin shorts.
If you check
shorts.
Out Health Nut.
Yeah.
Well, think about it this way. You know you can be easy on the knees, right? You can take it easy on your knees. Right. You don't do the jogging. You don't do the high impact stuff. But how do you go easy on the ankles?
You can't go tiptoeing everywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
But even tiptoeing hurts. You're actually using more ankle.
Yeah, I think so.
I think the ankle is just one of those machines. It's like the fucking bulldozer of the body.
Well, it's a shock absorber, and then when you're extra weight in it.
That's what I'm trying to say. My knees are like, fuck it, we ain't helping this fat fuck around. And then my ankle's like, we'll handle this. That's what it's going on in
Epcot.
There's
nothing you can do to help. Dougie, you're fucked.
Well, Dad, I got to lose some weight. I went to the gym today.
That's true.
The
you can do that.
I was so scared today. I was on the gym. I was on the treadmill. I usually try to keep, I keep it like a 3.8 speed with like an incline, 2 or 3% incline. And I keep my heart rate around 150, 140, you know, just in that, I don't know, it's a cardio rate. You know, listen, I'm not, who am I, fucking Joe Atlas? I'm following the screen. So I'm doing this, but now I haven't worked out in weeks since I was sick and I was traveling all those weeks.
Yeah.
My heart rate is at 160 and I'm like barely on, I just got on the machine. I'm like, can I start it? Dude, I'm scared. I got to get in shape. If anything, this pain in my ankles was saying, lose weight, fat boy.
Lose weight.
That's what that means. The pain in the ankles. All right.
Meanwhile, your liver's fine, you know?
Yeah, listen, I'm not I'm telling you, I'm going 30 days. 30 days I'm not drinking.
Really?
Yeah.
You want me to save a spot in the meetings for
you,
man?
Can you be my counselor? Can you give me my sponsor? You're my sponsor? you're good at this, you know.
Well, you're not supposed to ingest any intoxicating substances.
So I can't do weed either?
No.
Nothing.
Yeah. You know me? Like
is
I'm totally
there another sponsor?
I know. You could go to another sponsor. Ciro's sponsor here.
Ciro's my sponsor.
I will sponsor the hell out of you.
Or maybe Peter Leonard. He could sponsor you.
I'll call Ciro. Okay. Ciro, dude, I want to have a drink. I want to smoke something. What do you think I should do, Ciro?
Don't do it.
Come on, dude. I gotta do it. Come on, all dude. Right. You're my sponsor. Right. Convince me not to do it.
Relax. Take a breath.
Mm-hmm.
If the weed is closer, put it away. Put it away.
I'm going to die with this guy as my sponsor. It's never going to work.
No motivational speaking on that one.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, well, do you have some?
Yeah, right. Well, you're a bartender, too. Worst sponsor ever, actually.
Zero, I'll be there in like 30 minutes. I'll help you.
I will take that off your hands right now. There is no.
Comes in with a pipe. I'll see you later. Where are you going with my weed?
Well, that's true.
I'd be willing to try that. I mean, I didn't smoke a lot while I was sick, so it's not like I can't. If anything, that's something I don't. I can just stop. That's not a drinking is more of a, you know, if all of a sudden comedy shows and comedy rooms had like a pot room, you know, instead of a bar, then I may have a hard time not smoking all the time. But you know, my problem is a month. You know, I was working Wednesday through Saturday last week, then I was at the Food and Wine Festival Saturday. So it was like five nights of just, you know.
Now, do you get high and go to the wine festival?
No, because like I was with...
up, no. And then...
I didn't do it because I was with parents. I wasn't, you know.
Oh.
I could have went on the balcony or, like, I could have stealth and ninja'd away and smoked somewhere, but I didn't want to come in. And, yeah, I said, no, that's what I'm saying. It's not a big deal to me. Yet the same thing with... I talk about drinking, the same thing with smoke. When I smoke, it's like... And it's like, yeah, I'm not sitting there, like, looking at using watercolors on a piece of white paper. I'm like, yeah. I'm going to take a nap. That's all I want to do. It's not the same.
You're not getting artistically flared up.
You gotta try heroin, man. I gotta
step it up.
You gotta upgrade. Those ankles won't hurt, I promise.
And my ankles are gonna be light and nice and easy.
It's funny, like Colorado has rooms with pot rooms.
Hey, by the way, speaking of Colorado, I'm gonna be at Looney's Comedy Corner in Colorado Springs on November 30th through December 2nd. So come on out. Few shows. And thanks to La Quinta, by the way. I forgot. La Quinta in Colorado Springs is going to be sponsoring my trip.
Okay.
So they're going to house me and my wife for the 3 days.
Oh, that's
nice. I got to get to the studio and record. They're going to be one of our homes away from home.
Very cool.
New sponsor.
When you do comedy in Colorado, I've actually never been out there for a show. Do you feel like it's with the legal weed and everything, is it easier to get laughs? Maybe that's, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, is everyone kind of in a good mood? Everyone kind of high?
I've done comedy in Colorado a couple of times. They seem like a good audience.
Yeah.
But they might be, they're like the smart, like the Mensa high potheads.
Right.
The potheads. You know what I mean? They're not going to be just like, he said a fart joke.
Right.
No, they're pretty, you know, they're like chill.
Or so maybe they could get too high. That's the other problem.
By the way, you know, Dina Hidalgo, whoa, big comedy fan.
Oh, yeah, Dina,
comedy,
hey,
says a pot room gives new meaning to the green room. That's been said, but you're right. I think that's
good point.
Give it to our favorite fan.
I remember being in a green room and somebody breaking out buds and calling it, look, we're really in the green room now. Mm. So I'll do it. I'll give it 30 days. You think I could quit 30 days?
I could do it. I'll be...
You ain't doing
Wait, 30 days?
Yeah.
Days?
I didn't say 30 minutes, motherfucker. No. I said 30 days.
30 seconds.
Every day, Doug, he'll come over to your house and give you the weed he was going to smoke. And
God,
yeah, every time a shipment comes in, I'm gonna
it when you quit doing stuff. Yeah.
I'm going to quit jerking off now.
You're going to get twice the hand jobs.
Does that mean every time I want to can't jerk off, I'm going to go jerk him off?
Yeah.
This is not a good thing to quit.
This is the wrong kind of thing.
I think I'm going to take up being jerking off again. Speaking of jerk offs, big video, what I thought caught my attention this last few days was the UM drunk chick. Now, this was an interesting societal mood. Like, you saw it? Did you see the video?
No. So this is University of Miami.
Yeah, the U.
The U. Uh-huh.
The U, baby. Well,
that chain thing is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah. When they get an interception, good for them, man. It's about time they become relevant.
That's pretty funny.
But the chick was drunk. She looked like a pretty decent-looking white chick. She looked like
she was really drunk.
She was drunk. All right. I mean, don't go too ahead of ourselves. But she was drunk. But she had her eyes open. She wasn't Cosby'd. You know what I mean? She was up. She was flailing to when the police picked her up. They're out to the stands to get this girl because she was drunk and belligerent.
Okay, she's at the game. She's getting drunk. She's getting a little wild.
Right, and she's got shorts on and, you know, a UM T-shirt. And so the three or four big cops, a couple of big brothers, and they tried to grab her to get her out. She was like resisting, and they finally grabbed her by the legs and arms. They hoisted her up in the air, and they started walking her up. You know, walking her up to the exit.
To
get out of the stands, and you know, and she's like sitting there, like all in the air, like she's being carried, you know, like she just stage dived, and she's being held. And then this one guy, you can see one guy as she's walking by, put his hand out to high five, and she looked up. That's why I'm saying she was conscious. This gives her consciousness. She saw the hand, and she wanted to high five it, and she went to hit the hand, and she fucking missed. And then I think Shaquille O'Neal's younger brother was the other cop, and he was carrying on her side. And then she saw him. She looks over in the video. You see, she looks over at the cop, and then with a backswing, hits him
Across the face.
Across the face, the cop. And the and the cop goes, and he doesn't punch, he opened hands her, and he, like, you know, she hit him, and he opened hands her, and she hits her in the face, and she goes backwards. And but then she, her head bobbles a little bit. She wasn't unconscious. Uh-huh. She then, you know, they carry her out into the, out of the stadium.
I mean, the cop was huge.
Doesn't matter how big he is. He's a cop. You swing at a cop. Here, listen.
There is no excuse for
the minute anybody,
what she did.
Anybody I know, it could be my mother. If my mother fucking took a swing at a fucking cop, you know what I mean? And that cop just happened to fucking hit her on the side of the head. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. That cop doesn't know she knows kung fu and shit. You know, she's got a needle in her hand or what the fuck? You're attacking a cop.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'm saying. He didn't hit her with a closed fist. He hit her with an open hand. She got bitch slapped.
She got bitch slapped.
She got fucking bitch slapped. And everybody's like, oh, this is... If it was a white cop with a black chick, that's my point. This is the thing. If it was a white cop...
Oh, is it a racial thing now?
No. That's the thing. It's not. It was a black cop that did it to a white girl. And one of my friends messaged me. He's like, hey, at least you're pretty consistent. You know, I know you're not racist because it's more like you're more for authority. Like, to me, it's absolutely. Like, fuck it. You know, I don't care if you're white or black. If you resist and you hit somebody, it's about law and order.
I think that once you bring the cops in and they have to use violence, which that is violence, right, to carry someone out against their will, then, people might get hurt. But that's why I would say, why are the cops coming in and taking this person out of the stands in the first place? Exactly. Well, she doesn't have the right to be drunk and belligerent at a fucking football game? America.
No, Mr. Sober.
You can't do that?
Hey. How would you feel if she was sitting there drinking all night and you're trying to be sober and she starts calling you a pussy because you're not drinking?
Well, I'm confident in my own sobriety enough, you know? Believe me, are you kidding? I hang out with stand-up comics all the time. You think I haven't seen people get drunk?
She just looked like the worst date you ever went out with. Like, you know what I mean? The other was a guy that was with her said, oh, I'm not going to hang out with her anymore.
I'm sure they met on Tinder too, though.
You think? A lot of people meet on Tinder. When I was on these shows this week.
Was it a Tinder date?
They didn't leave a whole bio. This was just a story.
We're making it up as we go with that part.
We're assuming. We're making assumptions at this point. We're using creative judgment.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Worst
I don't know.
Tinder date ever.
You ever been on a date like that? Like a drunk, like somebody just gets foolish and stupid?
Yeah, except I was the person.
You were the one. Yeah, no wonder you had to quit.
They never told me about it, but I knew it was me.
I went out with this girl one time. Her name was Lainey. She's a hot blonde chick at the gym, and I was actually going out with this other young girl, the girl I met for my wife. Mm-hmm. And, she was nice, and then she wanted to go out. I'm like, yeah, I never did anything with her. But that night, she got so drunk that we get to my car, and I get the door, I open the door, and I come back around, and I'm looking, she's not in the car, and I look, I don't see her. She's squatting right there on the side of the car, pissed. She's
peeing on the side of the car.
She goes, I have to tee-tee. Tee-tee? What the fuck? You have to tee-tee? There's no tee-tee in my car.
Wow.
But it was like, she's hot, but it was almost like a deal breaker to me. Like, you know what I mean? I was like so like taken back, like, you know, what the fuck is wrong with this chick?
This girl's a mess.
She's a mess.
She was just trying to time it,
but
too.
You know what I mean? But with the mess was that I've been with girls that drink and get a little buzzed.
Right.
But you could tell she went from buzzed to completely, you know what I mean? Like troublesome.
That's,
like,
that's an alcoholic.
Like a problem. Right. That's a problem drinker. Whenever they drink, it's a problem.
They drink to black out.
Or, you know, or they just, they turn into a different person. It's like Dr. Jekyll. My brother's like that. He drinks. He just turns into a fucking different person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde drinker.
I know.
Is that you? You're a bartender.
I've seen it.
Yeah,
every
you
day.
See that all
I
the
see
time.
It all
right?
the time.
Yeah. You know, you got those people at the end of the bar, like, what the fuck?
I mean, it actually happened at one of my shows at the 19th hole. I mean, the guy was just belligerent drunk before I set up. And then during the show, it got worse and worse and worse to where he was taking everybody's jokes seriously. Like, this one guy had a joke where he's like, if I wasn't here being a good person, I'd be at your house robbing you, right? Not a great joke, not funny.
Right.
But it was a riff. And then the guy was like, no, you're not coming to my house. Try coming to my house. And it just wouldn't.
Yeah, that's a
bad
one.
Let it go. And it's like, huh.
I had a heckler my first night at Gainesville this week. And Rocky's doing nice place. They had 25 people. It was like a lot. You know, I was like, ugh. But it was still, they were young.
Right.
And this young girl at the bar, blonde, I opened up with that. Not open up, but early in my joke, I did the joke about, yeah, I'm really happy and proud of myself because I've never raped anyone or molested anybody in my whole life. You know what I mean? I'm feeling pretty good about myself considering that
laudable, Dougie. Very laudable.
Yeah. And
praiseworthy.
But the girl, she got all, you know, she got miffed and she started saying shit. And I said, you know, we was having fun with it. And I, after like the fifth time she screamed back, I go, Why weren't you riding your bike on the on Lower Manhattan the other day?
That's like a Dan Weiss retort.
Yeah,
I like that.
I went for the dagger.
Yeah,
I wanted to shut her up. I wanted everybody in the room to know that I didn't. I had enough of her. Yeah, you know, that's to me is a comic. You get to that level when the person's not being taken. Like,
right.
Somebody in the clubs by now has to tell her to shut the fuck up or get out.
Of course.
It's like, why weren't you at church in Texas yesterday?
Yeah, that's a good one. Here's the funny thing.
Why weren't you at a country music concert in Vegas the other day?
I don't know if you guys get this, but in the last week, especially now, I've gotten a few. Well, last week, in the last day, I've gotten three different people sending me jokes about the church incident.
Really?
Already? Yeah.
Wow, this is people work quick.
I know. I'm like, gosh, you know, I feel bad, but you know, so the premises were like one of the premises were like, you know, born again. You know, it's odd enough that several of the people there were born again that day. Well, that was short lived. Right? That okay. The premise of that.
Low hanging fruit.
That's not low hanging fruit.
No, I'm just saying the idea.
I didn't get the joke.
And then the other one, yeah.
They died. What does that have to do with? Okay.
And the other one was, you know, people don't kill, guns don't kill people, churches kill people.
Well,
okay. Here we go with
now that to me, when somebody says that to me, I think that's a premise. Like, in other words, you set up a joke or story based on that's one of the angles you'll spin on. But, and then the other one, so if you're going to craft a big joke, it's got to encompass all that, you know, somewhere in there, and you tell a story, you know.
Make it tie together.
I've been neglecting. I was thinking like, Dylan Roof must be jealous. I don't know.
His number got overtaken.
Yeah, well, yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know. What do you come up with for a church shooting joke? It's like,
they were both church shootings, right? Dylan Roof.
Yeah.
Now that,
I would like to stop using three names for church shooters.
Yeah, they all seem to be having.
Dylan Mason Roof and whatever this guy's name is.
The interesting story of this thing was the neighbor that saw this happening. The guy looked like the son of fucking Ted Nugent and Macho Man Randy Savage. This guy chased after him for 11 miles. The guy who did the shooting. You see that?
Oh yeah, okay.
He chased after the guy. He looked like a badass.
He was definitely a professional wrestling fan.
Yeah, I think he might have been. And so he was like, I did the citizen duty. I chased him down and went after him. And people had their guns in Texas. They had their guns pulled out on this guy.
Right.
Now the interesting thing is that we don't know if he killed himself or he got shot. Like, hold your fire. That's an ignored term in Texas.
There's no...
Hold your fire.
That totally means something different. It's about beer.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I myself can't tell that joke. I felt bad telling my joke about being a non-pedophile. Hey, speaking of pedophiles, Kevin Spacey, the list continues to grow. But now... was it Dustin Hoffman's son came out and said that he groped him when he was a kid?
Oh my God.
Oh,
really?
No, not Dustin Hoffman. The fucking.
But there's Dustin a scientist Hoffman guy. Too.
He'll come out. His kid will tell you. The guy who was fucking in Jaws, Richard Dreyfuss.
Oh no.
Richard Dreyfuss's son claims now
what
came
about,
out and said that.
What about Bob?
That's not. What about Bob? Oh no, he was in that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He was the psychologist, right?
Right.
Psychiatrist, Bill Murray, psychologist.
He said, "Mr. Holland touched his opus." Okay. I'm sorry.
Well,
comedy.
That was a good one.
That wasn't that good. I'll tell you this though about the shootings. The Muslims are looking like shit. They're terrible at this.
Yeah.
Oh my God! It's like the Muslims kill 9 people.
Americans are proud, man. They're showing terrorists they know how to do it much better.
This guy kills 59, and then there's a Muslim thing for 9 or 10,
Bill Hicks
and then
right
someone
there.
Hits like 20. I mean,
yeah, step
we
it up.
Do it better.
We can't be terrorized by you pussies anymore.
are people scared? Yeah. Is anyone scared of the Muslims?
I'm glad fucking Mahmoud does it. This guy's gonna have a lower head count. See, that's
how we should be praying for Muslim terrorist attacks instead of white terrorist attacks.
It's true.
It's like that Simpsons did it thing.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
America did it. Sorry. We already did that to ourselves.
Speaking of Muslims, Saudi Arabia, big interesting state today. The now crowned prince next in succession to take over the kingship when the guy dies. Rounded up several other princes and other members of the Saudi family. For corruption charges, 20 of them went to jail today.
Oh, is this like a coup? Or not really.
Some
I guess.
People are thinking it's a preemptive move for because he's going to be taking power, so he feels okay. There's others that are going to try to jockey for his power.
Right.
And he felt that some people say it may have been a preemptive move to take people out of his. The one guy who's always on CNBC, who was a big stockholder in here, who has the kingdom's financial, he owns Citibank, big Prince Sadiq Malouk Adoud, Adoud Fassi Malik, I don't know his name, but he's arrested. He's always on TV. So now nice. Even CNBC's like, well, he's not going to be reporting anytime soon. Huh. But it's interesting what's happening there, which made the price of oil shoot up. If you owned the oil stocks today, like Exxon or Chevron or anything oil-related, you saw a big rise. And kudos for me for telling those in my environment that that was a place to be in the last month or so.
Inside knowledge.
That's right. Mm. XLE was an energy ETF. You would have bought it. You would have been up $10 from 60 to 70 already in the last month. So
Dougie engineered a coup in Saudi Arabia to help out his clients.
It was my doing.
So I don't know if we've already talked about this. What about that Bitcoin?
I called my buddy Mahmoud and I said, I went to a restaurant, by the way. We went to this Isaban place that just has like a Korean barbecue. Did some Korean barbecue on Sunday before I drove home.
Kimchi.
And they took Bitcoin.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm cool. Like, well, my dinner's like, I'm a grown
that
man. I paid everybody's tab. Uh-huh. Big move as you know, an adult
in Bitcoin.
I didn't have any on me. I only had Bitcoin, which I was chewing. But I was interested. The first place, yeah, but one Bitcoin is like $5,000 or $4,000.
$700.
Is it up to
74?
Is it up to that now?
It went to 74 in 2 days before I talked about it. Again.
And then it dropped down to like 72 right now or something.
Huh. Hmm.
It was 74 yesterday.
Yeah, for a guy who's been on heroin, you got those numbers pretty quick, so we'll have to check it.
Can you
follow Bitcoin, like, obviously.
I follow
Can
Bitcoin,
Can you cash
yeah.
that out for actual money? Or
oh, yeah.
Just...
You got to go to you go to the process of...
You need like a Coinbase account, and you can do all that. You can trade Ethereum, Bitcoin, all that stuff.
Yeah. Huh. You're in the silk world. You could do. You have people.
Yeah, you can
off.
Buy drugs. Yeah, you can buy hits.
Yeah, you can do all kinds of stuff.
Wow.
Got to get some Bitcoin, dude. You check it. Maybe you're checking that couch. We'll find some Bitcoin.
I was thinking about going on a Bitcoin robbery spree.
People have been saying that Bitcoin is going to be worth $25,000. I've heard $100,000. People could give crazy numbers for that thing. I have no idea.
You own any?
I bought a little bit of it earlier this year.
Yeah.
Nice. Kind of like see, but as an experiment, like not right. a lot, just to kind of like see.
Well, if it does what you think, it's
what
gonna
it
be
has
a huge,
to do.
You know,
yeah.
It's like going to have a penny stock that rallies. That was my big thing. I made a lot of money. One of the first things I really got ahead in life, I was making money, but I was spending it. But I bought the old, remember Discovery Zones? Mm-hmm. They were like places where kids would play and germs would fester. But they went bankrupt. And the stock went to like 10 cents a share. And there was a news article that came out and said, you know, there's a consortium of attorneys and stuff that was going to buy it back. So I bought like 50,000 shares at 10 cents. And ended up selling it at like $1.50 or $1.80.
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, it was like, and you cash in, and you're like, you know. And then like 2 days later, it was back down to 5-8 cents. You know, seemed like,
perfect,
you know.
Timing.
And it was a news article. I had my boss maybe send that shit in. I go, hey, it was a fucking news article. It was 10 cents a share. I had the cash, and fuck it. What, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. Don't get advice here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, everybody. Consult a professional. Nothing I say here you should listen to or take any heed to unless you hire me, and I can't from the show, so you're fucked.
Past performance is not an indicator of
Thank
future.
You for the disclaimer. Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Exactly. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show here with Ciro Dobrik.
Hey there.
Ethan Moore.
Yo.
And we'll be back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, this is Steve Marshall, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. And if there's anybody who likes to wake up late, it's me. Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of them.
Yeah.
And we open up today's stories with a Florida man story.
Florida man.
Florida man.
Yeah. Boy, I hope this is it. Florida church changes signs after a message misinterpreted as sexual.
How could that be? Be fruitful and multiply.
Well, that wasn't what it was written there. You want, it's kind of, you know, you got to ask your, some people don't stand back from the sign after you do it. Like I used to put the sign on like Wags, you know, the sign they had like in the street and you'd like, you know, like breakfast and egg special, waffles.
Oh, so you don't look at your work after you finish?
Like you don't get off the ladder.
Right.
You don't take a few steps back.
And you're just like, yeah, I put all the letters up there. So what? Don't.
Meanwhile, it says Waffles.
Right.
It's your Waffles and Eggos.
Are they really missing all the D's?
Florida church changed a sign after message misinterpreted as sexual. Here's the sign from the Bella Vista Baptist Church. Forgiveness is swallowing when you want to spit.
Okay, now wait a minute.
How could you?
What?
Mistake that.
You want me to, you guys going to try it?
Say that again? Yeah.
This is from the.
Could you even?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time even thinking right now because that sounds ridiculous.
The Bella Vista Baptist Church in Edgewater, Florida, had the sign that said, "Forgiveness is swallowing when you want to spit."
Now, I was raised Baptist, and I'm trying to go back to my roots here and remember, is there a Bible verse?
You're trying to remember swallowing?
I'm trying to remember, yeah. Well, that was, well, I didn't say I was Catholic. Hang on. That's no,
okay, that would Baptist, be Roman spit, Catholic.
Spit it out.
There is a verse somewhere where it says, don't be lukewarm Christians, or the Lord will spit you out, or something like that.
So I see that. You're trying to find, like, maybe this is their...
I'm trying to connect the theology here, Dougie.
Because
otherwise
the guy just got done watching a porno, and he went out and did the sign.
Or was it a prank?
I think it's the same thing as turn the other cheek.
The sign outside the Bella Vista Baptist Church read, forgiveness is swallowing when you want to spit. Representatives from the church say the sign was completely innocent. And was intended as encouragement to forgive. Forgive that bitch for not swallowing. However, many interpreted the sign as a salacious, in a salacious manner.
So it's like, swallow your pride. Don't spit in your enemy's face.
Could be that.
That must be what they mean, right? It's about forgiveness.
Absolutely. Or it could be like, it could mean like, I'm thinking like maybe you go to somebody's house.
Right.
And they say, hey, try my egg salad.
Oh, right.
And then you're like, okay, I'll try it. And then you don't want to be mean and spit it out in front of them. You swallow it. You know.
Right.
Or could be that.
Or if you're at the dentist and... Oh, wait.
You don't want to swallow that.
Do the napkin move. Ooh, this is great.
Yeah. All that mutton. Throwing that mutton in your hand.
Maybe you're swallowing the gospel, you know, instead of...
A woman,
I don't know. It's pretty sexual.
It's turn the other cheek thing, though.
A woman in the community posted a sign on Facebook saying she did a U-turn to come back and take a photo. Many people commented with laughter, with another writing, don't think they thought this through. The church said it intends to remove the forgiveness message after the controversy.
See, maybe the message was about having like a really good marriage, right?
I think it has to do with swallow your pride, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Think, you know what I mean? That's what
you
it
know,
means.
You know, when you want to spit, like meaning you want to be aggressive, like, you know, I spit on your grave. You know, it's more like you're... I'll just swallow my pride and swallow
it.
Another way
to say to bite your tongue.
But I can't help it. But, you know, there's some sexual swallowing going on in a lot of people's minds reading that.
Yeah.
See, that's a question. It's like you got to get mad at this is a situation where the words could have meant something completely, you know, honest and loving, where we're just such a perverted society that we read it as, you know.
It's actually that, it's the, well.
Find me 10 people that don't think that's sexual.
But your message, if you're making a sign and you work at a church, your message is to communicate with the public.
Well, he knows his community is a bunch of horn dogs.
Oh, yeah, either that.
They'll like this one.
Or like you said, they're so innocent, they're so far removed from actual society that they're like, well, this means something. What do you mean people would take that the wrong way?
They're in Edgewater, Florida, so that's pretty away. I don't know. I wonder if they have running water there.
Living on the edge.
Here's a story of Cyril. Like a woman was fired for flipping off Donald Trump on
my
motorcade.
My favorite story to read, didn't it?
Right? A few days, a week or so ago, the Trump cavalcade of cars, a procession was going through, and she was on a bike, and she thought she'd give him a big old middle finger.
Okay.
But in Washington...
Every American's right, by the way.
It's a freedom of speech.
Flip off the president.
You may have seen this photo of Presidential Trump's motorcade winding down a wooded road last week. A woman on a bicycle with a big fat ass, that's what I put in there, pedaled by and giving the middle finger to Trump.
She works for like a government agency.
Yep. The picture snapped by the White House photographer traveling with the president as he left his golf course in Sterling, Virginia, went viral immediately.
So where did she work?
The woman's name is Julie Briskman. Her employer is a government contractor, Akima LLC.
Okay.
Oddly enough, where they make prosthetics of people shooting their middle finger.
So her company does business with the Trump administration.
Or the administration. They're right. Government contractors.
Right.
So there's a level of, you know, it's like if you're on a buddy pass on a plane, you're kind of like an employee. Like you can't wear flip flops and shorts.
Right.
You have a different level of conduct.
Delta T-shirt.
Yeah, that would be bad. You know.
Okay. Well, come on.
And we're getting to this. Oh, it's their right to do it. Listen, stop flipping off the president.
I don't agree with that. What are you talking about?
Here's why I don't.
You've
made a whole career of flipping off the American government.
Yeah, here's why. Yeah, you can't take it personally. First of all, there's reasons to flip off. Here's what I say, though. Because everybody who does it, the jokes and everything, one way or the other, it's either going to be well put, and or it's going to splash in the face. You know, so let everybody express themselves. That they like, who the fuck? I'm not going to tell. I would never do it. But I'm not here to judge others. Let them flip off the fucking president.
Flip off Obama. Flip off Trump.
Flip off your fucking mother for all I care.
Yeah.
All I can say is that here's where things are funny to me. In that it's a funny thing. I flipped off the fucking president. Now she's going, fuck, I got to roll over my 401k. I got to find health insurance.
Right, right, right.
All because she wanted to flip off. So that's, to me, that's great. Do whatever you want.
Worth it. Worth it, though.
You may deal with the consequences later. Maybe. One way or the other. Just show up, like, she should have fucking swallowed. This woman.
That's right. She should have read that sign.
She should have stuck her middle finger in her fucking mouth and act like she was banging herself. And then instead of flipping off, you know.
But wait, I'm still surprised. Sarah, you really think, like, you don't think you should flip off the president?
That's not.
That shocks me that you would say that, because that doesn't go with your personality at all.
I don't think you should do it for the fanfare that you're doing it for. That's.
What do you mean? You should, like, flip off the president, like hiding in a closet?
No, I think, here's a question. You're questioning her, like, she's really not a Trump hater. She's just trying to be like everybody else.
Right.
She wants to, you know, get some attention.
It's attention seeking.
Yeah.
Exactly
she's,
what I
you
do.
Know, she's a closet Trump lover.
For anyone, I'm just in favor of anyone criticizing their government. I think that's always a great thing.
Yeah, well, there's Antifa pussies. I saw the video from Texas.
It was nice.
These Antifa pussies. I may take off that $5,000. I may take up that thing to hunt them down. I'm telling you, these kids, a nice little couple screaming sticks walking. I could walk through the fucking that group and knock a few of them to fucking Kingdom Come before
Cinco
anybody knew I was there.
Teras.
Yeah, I would be playing the bongos. I'd be playing my Natifa. Natifa, was it?
Is it?
I don't know. A bunch of pussies.
Isn't that the brand name of
this? This was a funny fucking story to me because it deals with politicians, and this is more than flipping one off. The neighbor arrested after Rand Paul was assaulted at his Kentucky home. Rand Paul, you know. Congressman,
yeah, I saw that story. I didn't read it, but I was like, "Oh my God, what
here's
happened?"
Here's the thing: I thought it was fake. Is here's Rand Paul? He's a congressman,
right? Right.
Father of what's his fucking
Ron Paul's
Ron
son.
Paul.
Son of Ron Paul.
Yeah, the curmudgeon of the world.
Right. Right. I love that guy, by the way.
Yeah. He's great. You know, it's good to hear all that shit. He's mowing his own lawn. I don't mow my own lawn. What the fuck is a congressman out there?
That makes me like him.
Yeah, fuck him. We should get a fucking lawn service.
What state?
He's from Kentucky, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're mowing their own lawn.
They enjoy that.
You kind of like that. I feel like he's maybe like more of a regular guy. I don't know. I kind of like that.
He's a regular guy. A neighbor was arrested after Republican Senator Rand Paul was attacked at his home in Bowling Green, Kentucky, on Friday afternoon, according to the police report. Paul suffered minor injuries to his face and rib.
Now was it a political thing?
Or he never brought his saw back.
Yeah,
or something.
Just a neighbor thing, right?
I want my fucking ladder.
Yeah, exactly.
What I heard was,
I told you to get your tree off my fucking fence.
What I heard was
fences
that
in my
neighbor,
yard, Rand Paul.
That neighbor used to ride his bike by him and just flick him off, and that's how it all started.
That was.
Yeah, and he said, "You're gonna swallow one day, motherfucker."
You didn't think I could pull it back, did you?
Renee Albert Boucher, 59, has been charged with fourth degree assault with a minor injury. A misdemeanor, according to the arrest report. He was being held on Saturday afternoon at the Warren County Regional Jail, $5,000 bond.
I'm in favor of attacking Congress, you know? I think you should. You know, I miss the days when you could just go right up to the congressman and be like, I have some problems with you, and then maybe it comes to blows.
I miss the days where they attacked each other.
You used to be able to walk into the White House.
like in Turkey, like Congress in those fucking countries.
Oh, yeah, that's true,
like in
right?
Ukraine, you watch them beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
You watch them people beat the shit out of each other, and there's like a 70-year-old guy, and he's throwing a punch like Rocky Balboa. The guy has a right hand. I can't be like this, you know.
A chin like a rock.
Yeah, they're sitting there punching each other. It looks like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. A fucking bunch of chiseled fucking East Europeans. Yeah. You hurt me, you pussy. You know, bam, they catch each other back.
You know, back in the day, like in the early years of America, like you'd just be able to go and walk into the White House and like go be like, hey, Mr. President, I have some issues.
Yeah, I'm going to sit
down. I would give you a piece of my mind. Put sit there feet, and I'll talk.
Peter, like, put your feet on the desk.
You could do that. Isn't that amazing?
A neighbor told the news that the two men had an ongoing feud. Boucher is a registered Democrat. According to the arrest warrant obtained, Paul told police that his neighbor walked onto his property and tackled him from behind, forcing him to the ground and tried to stick his cock in his ass. Police were called to the home shortly before 3:30 p.m. on Friday. Sanders' injuries did not require treatment at a hospital. The arrest warrant said that Boucher was admitted to tackling Paul, but he thought it was a football game.
He's tackling
and Senator
guy.
Paul was running for the end zone.
Meanwhile, that other guy's shooting Congress on a baseball diamond. Yeah.
I know. These guys, you know, stop doing chores and sports.
Yeah, stop playing sports, Congress. get to passing laws.
Yeah, why don't you guys go play a game of chess? Yeah, so Senator Paul, blah, blah, blah. That was interesting. I just thought, yeah, I guess being Kentucky's got a bit of a green thumb.
You'd be looked down upon if you had somebody else.
But the thing is, if he tackled him, he wasn't on a riding mower. So how big is his house? You know what I mean? He's pushing a fucking mower. It's not like, you know, if I had a big-ass house, I wouldn't mind if I had a tractor mower, just go out there myself and do it. That'd be fun. You put the iPod in, you listen to music, you drive around, that'd be fun.
Right.
You know, but you got to push a fucking lawnmower? Who pushes a fucking lawnmower anymore? My parents had the shit money. People always say, people think I was born with money and shit. We had nothing. We didn't even have a bag on our lawnmower. You know what I mean? That fucking grass flew out everywhere. It took me like a week to rake it up. But he's like, Dad, can we get a bag for the lawnmower? Oh, bags are like expensive. Oh, well, it'll cut out like 2 hours of work in the fucking yard. I might want to do it. And then we had, you know, it didn't push on its own. You had to push it.
Oh, I had to do that.
Right? It didn't a self-propelled lawnmower bullshit.
Every Saturday, yeah.
I remember my first time my friend complained about doing a yard. He was like, what the fuck? Your thing grows itself.
We lived on a corner, too. We didn't have a big house, but we had kind of a big yard. Yeah, it was bad. It was like 3 yards, you know? Oh man, sweat! I was thinking about.
I hate yard work, dude. I was a pool kid. I used to like cleaning the pool. I said, "Look, I'll clean." I had allergies and shit too, so I was a long kid. I was like, with all that bag shit blowing around, I walk in the house looking like I just, you know. Here's a story: man accused of stealing car, and then he took it to a movie in Georgia.
Like already saying a drive-in movie.
Yeah, he was trying to get hooked up with his chick. It's like, can we hurry up and blow me? Swallow, bitch.
Swallow.
Authorities say a man accused of stealing a Maserati and driving it to a movie theater in Georgia has been arrested. First charge, being a dumbass. The Clayton County Sheriff's Office told news outlets Friday that 41-year-old Keithrick Williams, he likes to put two first names together, is accused of driving the vehicle to an AMC theater in Morrow and parking it while he watched a movie. Huh. That's usually what they call a cool-down period. You want to know if a car is low-jacked, you steal it and you take it to a certain location, you leave it there.
Anyway. Oh, really?
A Facebook post from the sheriff's office says a deputy
for all of our car thief listeners.
Yeah. The vehicle and radioed in for more deputies to join him. Well, it's a Maserati. It's between the Ford Fusion and the Kia Soul. It's going to stand out at the movie theater.
Yeah, that's going to be a noticeable car.
Authorities say Williams emerged from the theater and got into the car. He was arrested. Jail record shows he was charged with theft by receiving a stolen property and possession of a weapon during the crime.
So he should have just parked it there and then just gone, gone home and then come back the next day and see.
Yeah, cool down period's like a couple days.
Okay.
You got to leave the car there for a couple days because then if the cops, you have LoJack, they find it and they come and get it.
Right.
That's what happened to my 4Runner. One of my 4Runners got stolen. I remember it sucks. I had my bowling. I was when I was a bowler. I had bowling ball in there. I had my bowling shoes.
I just went to States.
I was teaching karate back then, so I had all these uniforms and shit in my back, and the pads and the shields and all that shit for teaching.
Everything.
Fuck. And of course, my Korean boss. What the fuck are you leaving the car? You put in your house. What the fuck are you telling me? You put in your house. Fucking leave my shit in the car. You pay that shit. Would you pay? I'm not. Even my wife, who's Asian, said, never worked for an Asian person.
I've worked for many Asian people.
Yeah? Was it?
It was good. I had a Chinese boss when I lived in Singapore.
Yeah, he was a bastard, wasn't he? Come on, admit. He wasn't a nice guy.
He was very old. He was 70 years old.
So even more so.
And he would be very like sort of like Confucius say.
Yeah.
You know? He'd be like, he would tell me like Chinese proverbs all the time.
Yeah.
I kind of liked it. It was an interesting experience. I was in my like early 20s. It was kind of, it was interesting. Mm. I don't know. But it the cultural difference is tough. You know, because it's like you're not connected. You have different values. I just had different values. And different sometimes I was like, they wouldn't reward it when you would be like, no, I took initiative. I did this on my own.
Yeah. That's just part of the team.
They want you to be, yeah.
That's expected of you.
Exactly.
Expect it. You're not special. You're not special.
Right.
You do anyway. Because you work for me.
Right.
You're not special. You don't work for me. You asshole. Sit on the side of the road. Mm-hmm. Asking for food. That's not you. You work for me. I know. You're good. You smart guy. I know. Mm-hmm. Yeah, meantime, you fucking come. Can you, don't ask me for raise.
Yeah. 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 And then in Vietnam, we sold the company
to. Similar?
What's that?
It was similar. You had a similar experience.
It was different because in Vietnam it was younger guys, and they bought our company,
right?
And then I really didn't like working for them at all.
Arrogant.
They had their own way of doing things, and yeah. I was like, this doesn't fit at all with me.
Yeah. Okay. So here's a story I think is interesting. I see stories every week about sex robots. And how they're unbelievable. They're people.
Me too,
they're,
Dougie.
People are like they're the greatest fucking thing since DVD players. You know what I mean? They're like unbelievable. They're realistic. You know, and if you have your own, I mean, you know, it's like
I vouch for them.
Have you ever had sex with a sex robot?
I'm currently in a 2-year relationship.
Yeah, he calls her. Really?
I've never done it. I'm so curious.
You ever fuck a blow up doll?
No,
me either. I've never. You know.
I never even had sex with a pocket pussy or like a fleshlight.
I call
her Rosie.
I made up my own, by the way.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I was, you know, and I tell people this, and we did one the most realistic thing you could ever use when jerking off. And I couldn't use it anymore because it was like, I couldn't, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, on a bike, on a motocross bike, you have the pad, the shoulder, the thing that goes across the top bar.
Are you serious?
And it was, you had to put the leather around it, but it was foam.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of fucking Prel shampoo in that thing.
Really? Or you could probably like dig like a. You could probably get a spoon and dig out the middle of a pool noodle.
Yeah. Well, that's a bit more abrasive. This thing was was smooth on the inside.
Oh, you went for the pool noodle, not the jack.
He was pool noodling it.
Okay.
That's pretty creative there, MacGyver. But trust me, the thing with this
you
one
even
is...
You make a bong, too?
But the thing with this one was it was smooth. It was, you know, right. It was already smoothed out because it wasn't abrasive.
Wow.
Do you think today's kids are like us? Do you think they just...
The kids are kids, man. I think they're
smarter. They're still sticking their dick just everywhere.
Is that hell
a Coke
yeah.
bottle? Oh,
you ever stick your dick in a fucking vacuum cleaner?
Unfortunately,
I did. I tried it.
We all did that. Yeah.
I didn't heed the warnings. I didn't get it stuck either because I was a little kid at the time.
Still sucks.
I didn't do it when I was 18.
Right.
Sex robot Samantha goes into mass production.
Wow.
As punters flock to Kinky Doll. She's pretty hot.
That's a British newspaper.
Yeah, the sex robot craze is taking over. I should read it.
Is it a
sex robot craze
like
is taking
Samantha
over
Fox?
The world? Yeah. Remember her?
Oh,
remember that? She sang, too. Sex robot Samantha made in Iron Squire in partnership with Dr. Sergey Santos. He knows pussy. First went on sale in London this summer. And demand for the bot, with creators claim it will orgasm more for nice men.
Oh.
So you can't beat it around and like punch it and go, fuck me, bitch.
So it's realistic.
Well, it depends on her relationship with her father, actually.
Yeah, well, tell us more about Blondie's dad, Susan's dad. Mr. Squire, who proudly unveils his creation on the morning show of this TV program, is now looking for a company who can deliver his dream. It's a wet dream. He said, we are looking to mass produce the head of Samantha.
Just the head?
Just the head.
Oh, I guess that's all I think
think that church and this company should get together.
Which church?
The one about swallowing and not spitting.
Oh, that's true. I thought you meant the church with the shooting.
No.
But I'm trying to figure out the connection
here. Shoot, you scared me there for a minute.
It's like, we're sorry about the victims, but here, have a sex robot head.
No.
We would very much like a company in North Wales to mass produce the head, including Skull Electronics.
You're a sick man, Zero.
She's appeared in fairs throughout Europe. Big demand.
Would you guys do it?
Would I have sex with her?
Could we get her as a sponsor, and then you get a couple free ones, you know?
Yeah. Hey, before we
pass them around.
Yeah, I think that. you know.
I want to go first.
Take her to lunch.
I'm the host.
First.
I go first. It's my fucking show. It's all about seniority, because then he'll have her.
All right, no,
actually, you know what? It's got if we all fuck the doll, I go first.
Uh-huh.
Peter Leonard goes second.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I changed my mind. I know.
Then Elgin. But I don't know if Elgin will go at that point. And then Ciro, then you.
All right, well.
And if Jen wants to fuck it, she can come back out of retirement and come in and fuck it, too.
This is a terrible idea. Never mind. Can you get, like, six of them?
Yeah.
We can all have
I'll see
one.
If they can spare. I'll get the La Quinta to give me a free room.
Alcohol wipes. Everything will be fine.
Well, maybe you could just get six different heads and you swap them out, you know? Everyone gets their own head and you get
one.
Yeah,
let's see if they can get
doll.
Somebody to build the head. Look, just send us one body with six heads.
I wonder how that feels. Like, so she talks, I guess, and she... I mean, because I've seen, like, so they say that the ones, what are the, like, the $6,000 ones?
Right.
Where it looks really realistic, before they would talk or anything, or, like, supposedly, like, amazing.
Right.
Like, it's fake skin and all that stuff. But this now, it's actually a robot, so I guess it has responses.
It moves and shit. Like, it's like when you move it, you know, it's like when you're a kid, there were certain dolls that were, like, G.I. Joe dolls moved all kinds of ways.
Right.
Right? But there's some dolls that just moved like a fucking robot. You know, I think this thing's got agility, I'm saying. I think this thing could be put in any position, and it can wink,
wink?
I think so.
Unless its eyelids are stuck shut.
Yeah. I missed her mouth. He'd call up, hey, mate, I got a problem with my dummy's head.
That's not giving them a choice.
It's got stuck. The eyebrows are stuck.
You know, it'd be great if you could do housework. It might sound a little patriarchal, but I just think.
By the way, Christopher Priester. New comic,
yeah. We got a show coming up. On
do you?
The
17th. Well, interesting thing about Christopher, I work at Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, and they promoted me to co-headline. So, and guess who he teams me up with? Christopher Priester. I had never seen him, so he says, "You got to Pete from Funny Stop." Is like, you have to see him. He's funny, funny guy. He's very clean too. He's clean.
Is he clean?
I didn't. The video I saw wasn't very clean, but. So I don't know, but so we're gonna be him and I co-headlining in Funny Stop in June, second week of June after school.
Way to go!
Yeah, man. So I don't know if we're gonna drive together, dude. But I may fly. I don't know what the fuck. I'm not driving to fucking Ohio. you know. But yeah. So by the way, if those guys, anybody's watching in Florida, I'm gonna probably go to Delray tonight, the N2 Wine Bar.
Oh,
open
yeah.
mic.
I'll be there.
Nadeem Awad.
Nadeem Awad's room. Here's a story. It's from the cops. Women. A woman, 23, assaulted boyfriend because he wouldn't not stop singing the catchy thrift song from, what's that white rapper guy? You know, he gets the clothes in the thrift store.
Oh, Macklemore.
Macklemore.
Ooh.
Yeah, can you imagine? She had enough of it. It's like that scene from Family Guy when he keeps saying the bird, the word.
Right. What year is it, by the way? Wasn't that song like 5 years old?
That song?
Yeah.
A woman, really
catchy.
Woman 23 assaulted boyfriend because he would not stop singing that catchy thrift shop song. Angered that her boyfriend would not stop singing it by Macklemore. Ryan Lewis, a Colorado woman, allegedly choked and pushed her beau during a confrontation late Saturday.
Wow.
Samantha Malson, 23, was arrested by the Longmont Police Department for harassment and domestic violence, according to a Boulder County Sheriff's Office. And not having good musical taste.
We've all been there. Have you guys ever done that? You just try to annoy your girlfriend for no reason? I've done that.
Song a song?
You just do the same thing over and over until they get sick of
for
it.
For 5 years?
Since the song came out, he's been doing
straight.
It.
Great. She's tolerant. She still puts up with it.
He deserves it if it's been 5 years.
That is not a testament to Macklemore.
Yeah.
It makes your girlfriend choke you out.
I've sort of sympathize with both people in this a little
bit. By the way, Chris says, clean my ass. You clean your own ass, motherfucker. You're flying. Cool, he's flying. We're gonna fly. Yeah, my wife, I used to make fun of what's that Cranberry song?
Zombie.
Yeah. I remember what it was. My wife would just laugh because I would always sing a stupid fucking song and make it stupid, and she just, and then I keep doing like a dope, you know, you want to make your girl laugh.
It's the third laugh that's the end. Can't do it anymore.
Yeah. I don't know. I've never done that. That's stupid. Now here's stupid. How much time we got left? Hold on.
Florida,
oh, we got the last song. We already did it with the church.
No, I know.
Fear squashed. Zucchini mistaken for a World War II bomb in Germany. Boy, those Germans aren't that fucking smart.
I thought it was going to be a dildo. So
yeah,
that tells you where my mind is.
Boy, swallow and spit.
Yeah.
And
what a dud.
Sex dolls. Yeah.
Someone thought a zucchini was a bomb?
A worried resident in Germany alerted police that to what he thought was a World War II bomb in his garden.
Oh.
Officers rushed over and found a particularly large zucchini, and then they found this thing on the floor. The police were summoned to the scene in Bretten near southwestern city of Karlsruhe on Thursday morning by the 81-year-old man. Well, I'll give the guy a fucking break.
Yeah, I guess that could happen.
They said in a statement Friday that officers determined the object, which really did look very much like a bomb, was actually a nearly 16-inch zucchini.
Okay. That is weird, though. It's true. In Europe, they have like bombs still coming up from World War One.
Yeah, they dig them up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From World War One,
they still come up.
There was a building recently. It was just a couple months ago. They were renovating a building or something. They found an undetonated bomb.
Yeah, there's bombs 100 years old in Europe, and they come up everywhere. Like in when there's been, you know, places where there's been big battles.
Right. The offending vegetable, which was very dark in color, weighed about 11 pounds. Police believe someone threw it over a hedge into the garden.
Oh, you mean it wasn't a zucchini garden?
No.
So someone...
it makes more sense.
Yeah, now I get it. He had a rogue zucchini.
Yeah, he was growing sunflowers or something.
Right. I'm assuming... I'm like, did this guy... He's expecting zucchinis, and
it's too big. It's too big. Right. I'm growing bombs.
He's like, I'm not that good a gardener. That can't be a zucchini.
I was getting senility in there. I'm like, what happened, 81-year-old?
Someone's chucking zucchinis into his yard now?
Unexploded wartime bombs are unearthed frequently during construction work in Germany, often forcing authorities to evacuate and run like fucking hell.
Hmm. Run for your lives!
Really? Germany? What happened there?
You know, my parents, being from Gibraltar... they evacuated everybody in Gibraltar during World War II. So they ended up going to England and living, you know, when the bombs would come out, they have to go down underground, mm-hmm. you know, during the bomb raids.
Yeah, the Blitz.
So every time, like, I remember as a kid, my mom, every time there'd be thunder, because we lived in Florida, every time there'd be, she'd hide in the closet.
Wow. Really? She got like a little, like, PTSD.
Yeah.
Almost, huh?
They used to call it shell shock.
Right.
Zucchini shock.
Mm-hmm. Right then, we should have known my mom was a little, you know, off. Yeah, it was like, why is mom going to the closet? You know, then the bombs. But then you're like, you know, I was thinking about something. My speaking of going through shit, you know, somebody's telling me about how life's, somebody's telling me their life woes.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, everybody's got, and they're like complaining about, you know, they didn't have one father, one parent, and this and that. And I'm like, listen, my wife was sitting there. My wife doesn't say a fucking word. Meanwhile, my wife lived in Cambodia. During the killing fields.
Khmer Rouge, yeah. And Pol Pot.
You know, and you know, you talk about, you know, living in fucking fear.
She's like, I've got a hangnail. And
yeah.
you know, sometimes my back hurts.
But God bless my wife, because, you know.
People are mean to me on Facebook.
If I was her, I'd be like, fuck you, bitch. You know, but she just sits there like with a smile on her face, like, you know, like taking, like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, complain. Yeah, you had a real life childhood. Meanwhile, she was in a fucking refugee camp in Thailand. And,
right.
You know, and her mother told me she used to have to take her to her grandfamily's house to hide her from the army, because they would come and take little kids. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, they would, you know what I mean? So, right. Yeah, fuck my life.
Right.
Stop complaining, you bunch of fucking snowflakes.
Usually when people that go through something like that, they are calm and collected, and they don't shoot.
They don't rattle easy.
Mouth, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they have composure.
But I had a Facebook argument about just that thing. It was about guns. And I go, yeah, were your family mowed down? Because you made a threat about Trump. Can you believe it? She made a threat about Trump, about mowing down his family and see how
Yeah.
Right? So I go, were your family and friends mowed down? Yes. I went, oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, damn it. Why didn't I just look what her freaking profile was?
Yeah. I was at a show one time, and this guy, grumpy old man, was sitting there all the time. I'm like, dude, you act like you lost your dick in the war. And he had this look on his face like, oh, fuck, did you really lose your dick in a fucking war? And I called him dickless all night.
I had a set one time, and I was talking about heroin, because I do jokes about that.
Right.
And this guy gets up in the middle and leaves super angry. I see him go to the doorman, and he's like asking, arguing. So after everyone's loving the show. After the show, I said, what happened? He said, oh, his sister died of heroin overdose.
Oh, bad timing then.
I was like,
what are you going to do?
It's jokes.
Anyway, that's all we have time here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Thank you guys for watching.
I want to thank Cyril Doberg for joining us.
Hey, thank you guys for having me.
Ethan Moore.
Yeah.
By the way, guys, a couple quick things on our end. Wise Guys Comedy Show Wednesday night at Tavolino's in Coral Springs. Your headliner, Mike Vecchione, one of the funniest guys in comedy.
Super funny.
I'll be your host along with Adam Murray from Orlando area. Thursday through Saturday, I'm going to be at Gregory's Comedy Club in Cocoa Beach. Showtime is at 9 o'clock. Go to the site for more dates. Go to DougieAlmeida.com. Cyril?
If you want to check me out on the 17th, I'll be at Just a Funny Theater with Christopher Priester and Phil Wigfall. We're going to do like a political comedy show. Also, if you want to see me jogging with a headband, check out Health Nut by Tony Bates. It's on Facebook.
All right.
Nice. I got a huge show coming up on Saturday. So it's the Butch and Femme Comedy Tour. It's me, a bunch of other South Florida comedians in drag with Anna Lepley, and Lisa Correo is our feature act. Mm. I won't even tell you all of it, but you can. It's Saturday at in Wilton Manors at the G-Spot Bar. It's $5. Come out and see a bunch of South Florida's comedians in drag.
That's it.
It's going to be amazing.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Tomorrow in the studio, Peter Leonard and Elgin David will be here, as well as myself right here at the same spot. Take care.
People of the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And yellow colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground. Through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes,